This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ba'd. Yarwi al-imamu Abu Dawud fi sunanihi bi sanadin sahih. An Zayd ibn Khalid al-Jihani. Radiallahu anhu qala. The hadith tonight, collection of Imam Abu Dawood, read to us by Zayd ibn Khalid, the authentic chain of narration. And this Ramadan prep series will go on for another few weeks until we enter the blessed month, inshallah, of Ramadan. And this hadith is what I depend upon for our Taraweeh breakdown. It's based on this hadith. It's based on what yani, Zayd. And because yani, it, acts of nawafil are flexible in Islam, you don't even necessarily need to have a specific wording in order for you to do it exactly that way, but it's always nice to have a specific narration that points out the Prophet ﷺ did something, and then you're doing exactly what he did, and there's some barakah, inshallah, in that being the case, and us following the sunnah to, as closely as possible to the best of our ability. So what he said in this hadith, and it's narrated in collection of Imam Muslim as well, but it's just a bit different, the wordings. I'm choosing the wording of Abu Dawood. It's a little bit more open. Qala, لأربقن الليلة صلاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فتوسدت عتبته أو فسطاطه. So he said, tonight I'm going to spy upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام الصلاة. أربقن is not really spying, but I'm going to watch it without necessarily being asking for permission. I want to see how he does his صلاة at night عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال فتوسدت عتبته. So I put myself at the عتبة of his area where he prays. There was a I explained this last time or a few times back. The Prophet ﷺ would have an area in his own masjid that would be cut off a little bit, where he did his own prayer, alayhi salatu wasalam. So between the mihrab and the house of the door of Aisha, there was a little small space, and they would put something there. He would put hasir, or he would put a qubba. He would put something where he would be a little bit out of sight, so he could pray with his own, on his own, without being bothered. So he sat in a way where he could see what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was doing. This is the point of Zayd ibn Khalid. يقول فصلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ركعتين طويلتين طويلتين طويلتين. He would describe it that way. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام started his prayer that night, and he prayed two rak'ahs, and then he described them as being long, long, long. He used the three times. What that means, Allahu A'lam, you have examples of that, and he would read sometimes four or five juz' within a rak'ah, but he said they're very, very long. ثُمَّ صَلَّى, so there's two. ثُمَّ صَلَّى رَكْعَتَيْنِ دُونَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهُمَا. So that's four. ثُمَّ صَلَّى رَكْعَتَيْنِ دُونَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهُمَا. That's six. ثُمَّ صَلَّى رَكْعَتَيْنِ دُونَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهُمَا. Meaning he's saying they prayed two rak'ah. Every time he says this, he prayed two rak'ah that were a little bit shorter than the ones before. So they're getting aggressively shorter as we go along. And that's eight. ثُمَّ صَلَّى رَكْعَتَيْنِ دُونَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهُمَا. That's ten. قَالَ ثُمَّ أَوْتَرَ وَنَامَ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then he prayed with her. قَالَ فَذَلِكَ ثَلَاثَةَ عَشْرَةَ رَكْعَةً. Forgive me. فَذَلِكَ ثَلَاثَةَ عَشْرَةَ رَكْعَةً. So he counted them and all together. That's he did 10, and then he did 3 witr, and then he went to sleep. And that's 13 rak'ah that he prayed عليه الصلاة والسلام that night. So we have evidence that he would do that every once in a while, so we're doing it just because it's out of convenience, honestly, for us in terms of time. It just makes life easier. I've done 8 plus 3, which is 11, and I've done 20 plus 3, which is 23, and I've done them in different times, and I've actually timed them. Like I've had timers, and I've timed literally everything. I've timed how long a rak'ah of Taraweeh goes on, how long the Isha goes on, the Witr. I've timed it all. And I've timed it so many times that I know the timing for it. And 13 just gives us somewhere around an hour and 20 to 25 minutes is what it's going to take. And I think that's just a good, 20, you do 23 rak'ah, you add another extra 25 minutes. It's not just because of the movements. The movements all together, an extra 12 rak'at, their movements, their ruku' and sujood and rafi' and julus and all that, add up to quite some time, especially if you're praying in a place where the night is short or the mornings aren't respectful. Like in the Middle East, a lot of the mornings are respectful of the fact that people are fasting. They allow you to pray fajr, maybe go have an hour or two of sleep before you start your day. Here, they don't care. So we lose that aspect of stuff. And you really want to make sure people make it for fajr. Or else if you pray Taraweeh that doesn't allow people to make it to Fajr, doesn't make any sense. But at the same time, a Taraweeh that's less than an hour and a half, which is what we're doing, something that's, it doesn't, and a Taraweeh that's 45 minutes, or might as well just stay home, Yahi. just pray it by yourself, pick up the mushaf and pray. It's better than yani, or maybe you've eaten a lot and you want to do a little bit of yani up and down, yeah, get yourself moving to so you can go back and eat again. Tarawih, there has to be like a certain etiquette in how we pray salah. And yani, if you're aiming for something that is 30 minutes or so in Ramadan, yani, it's not you're not going to get much of the Quran recited in that time. Like, you're not going to be able to recite much of the Quran or get much of the ajr. So I think something around an hour and a half is a reasonable timing for, you know, for the intitulati, especially when you compare it to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's qiyam during Ramadan, which was maybe at least somewhere between a third to a half of the night. So we're doing an hour and a half, I think that's reasonable. And I think it's the basis of our choice here. So if anyone's, why are you doing 13? Well, you can say, the hadith Zayd ibn Khalid fi Sahih Abu Dawud. Fi Sunan Abu Dawud. In the Sunan Abu Dawud, this is the hadith that yani allows us to, especially for those who lack the ability to understand how evidence is derived. Yarwi al-Imam Abu Dawud fi Sunanihi bi Sanin Sahih an Zayd ibn Khalid al-Jihani radiyallahu anhu qala لأرمقن صلاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الليلة فتوسدت عتبته أو فسطاطه قال فنظرت فصلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ركعتين طويلتين 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 ثم صلى ركعتين دون التي قبلهما 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 ثم أوتر ثلاثا فنام فذلك 13 ركعة صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحانك وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة اعيننا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. جزاكم الله خير, بارك الله فيكم, السلام عليكم.